Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to this inaugural episode of Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series of videos, we wish to hopefully delve into the Quran and understand the content of this book of Allah, and not only understand it, but also try to understand a practical application, how to live the verses of the Quran. As we have titled this series, Living the Quran through the Living Quran, we believe, and we will hopefully try to elucidate upon this point in the subsequent videos, that the Quran is very much a living book. It did not cease to have relevance with the death of its recipient, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. Rather, this is a book which is for all time, and it is for all peoples of this earth. And through this series, again, we hope to elucidate on every verse of the Quran, all 6,200 some odd verses, to better understand their relevance in our day-to-day lives and how we can implement this living book of God on a day-to-day basis. As we begin this theme and this series, let us begin with the very first verse of the Quran. And that is the phrase, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, which we translate as, in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Now this is a verse which our scholars have spent years deliberating and reflecting upon. Obviously, we're not going to go into that level of detail in these videos, but we do want to share some of the important points that we can all benefit from in terms of this verse. First off, this phrase is so important that it begins 113 of the 114 chapters of the Holy Quran. And there is only one chapter, chapter number 9, which does not begin with this particular passage. This, at the first level, shows us the importance of this verse and its meaning. Secondly, when we look at the Quran, we see that this phrase has been used by many of the previous prophets. It's not just the fact that the beloved Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, that he used this verse. Rather, all of the prophets of God, at one time or another, have used this verse. As an example, when Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, built the beautiful ark, and all the animals had entered into it, and the family and the companions of Prophet Noah also embarked on the ark, in chapter Hud of the Quran, God tells us the words of Prophet Nuh, where he says, Bismillahi majraha wa mursaha, that he took this ark, this boat, and he set sail, and he started this journey of his in the name of God, and that he would disembark in the name of God. In fact, in the Quran, when we look at the story of Prophet Suleiman, peace be upon him, when he wrote his historic letter to the Queen of Sheba, inviting her to come to Islam, to come to the submission of the one true God, he began that letter with the phrase, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as we see in the Quran. And as we see that many of the prophets use this phrase, when we look at the traditions, the statements of the infallibles of this faith of Islam, we see that they have also encouraged us to always begin any action with this phrase. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, as an example, tells us that whenever you want to wake up or when you've woken up from sleep, begin by this phrase. When you go on with your day-to-day activities, begin with this phrase. When you get into your car, for example, when you ride or you're going onto the bus or whatever form of transportation, begin with this phrase. In fact, even when one of the friends of the commander of the faithful was writing a letter, the commander mentioned to him, he says that when you write the phrase Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that write it in a very, very beautiful handwriting. The commander also tells us, even if you were to write a line of poetry, to begin with this phrase. So to sum it up, we see the importance of this phrase, that the previous prophets have used it. Allah himself uses it in the Quran, and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt have encouraged us, their followers, to use this phrase every stage of our lives, that we should always begin with the name of Allah. Now, what does the phrase mean? Because if we're going to use it continuously every time, we should know what it means. The translation, as we mentioned, is in the name of Allah, in the name of God, who has two particular traits, the compassionate and the merciful. But when I say Bismillah, what I actually am meaning or intending to say is I begin every action and the action I'm about to perform with the name of Allah, by taking His sacred, His glorified name. And I began in this name of Allah, which is the name of God. Allah being a summation of all of the titles, of all the attributes of God, whether we call Him the forgiving, the merciful, the one who is the supreme knowledge, power, authority, all of these names are encapsulated and embodied in the name Allah. But then we make it a point, as God shows us, to refer to Him as Ar-Rahman and Al-Rahim, the merciful and the compassionate. Why these two names out of all of the beautiful names that God could have chosen? Well, one of the reasons is if we look at the meaning of Ar-Rahman, this Rahmaniya, this specific level of mercy that God tells us, this specific name of God, as we're told in the hadith, is a specific name exclusive for God. It's a specific trait that none other than God can ever have, but its application is general. Only God can be Rahmaniya, to show that level of mercy. And His mercy covers everybody, Muslim or not Muslim, male and female, animals. Every creation benefits from a specific mercy of God in this world. When it rains on the Muslim farmers' crops and the non-believers, those who recognize God, those who deny God. We all benefit from God's His specific mercy in this name of His. This general mercy within a specific name is for everybody. But Ar-Rahim, this Rahimiya, we're told in the traditions, is a general trait. You and I can be Rahim to an extent. But God says that this name, Rahim, is a specific form of mercy reserved only for those who believe in Him, who accept Him, who submit to Him, and that this will be manifest on the Day of Judgment and well beyond when we go into paradise. And so as I conclude, and as we look at this very first verse of the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we appreciate the fact that we need to use this phrase every day of our lives, whether we're sending an email to a family member or a friend, whether we're getting into our car, whether we're boarding the bus, whether we're about to, you know, take a taxi ride, whatever the case may be. We always need to begin with the name of God and to keep Him at the forefront of our minds of every action that we do. And if we do so, then as the traditions tell us, that our action will reach to fruition, it will reach to completion. It will be one which has been blessed by God, been consecrated by God, and will have the power to help us in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.